This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. We bring Tim in on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Giordano off, DJ off. So you got just me today, Tim. Must be a Halloween hangover. Are you a big Halloween guy?
Well, I mean,
I know you like the horror movies.
I'm a monster guy.
Yes.
So you know, you got to believe. Yes, I indeed am. But I've been referring to the last couple of days as the nightmare before Christmas because of the snow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, let's just get right into it, you know?
Right.
Let's get socked in like 91. So, yeah, not quite that. Not quite that bad, but I still have snow on the ground, that's for sure.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, melt today. You'd
so.
Be proud of me last night because, like, as the trick-or-treaters were showing up at the door, I turned on Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime had a whole row of old classic horror movies. So I would just put one on for a while and watch it, like Dracula, Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein and Dracula.
One of the best.
I remember that as a little kid with Bud.
Lou Costello and Bud Abbott.
Yeah, and with Bela Lugosi's in it,
yeah.
Lon Chaney Jr.'s in it.
Yes.
It was just wonderful, and I love
and
those.
And we get a little of Vincent Price at the end as the Invisible Man.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have to bring this up because I know the movie is near and dear to your heart. Terry Garr.
Yes.
Losing Terry Garr this week. One of the stars of Young Frankenstein, and I believe the last surviving major cast member. Of course, the only one that we really have left from the film is Mel Brooks, but, you know, Peter Boyle and Gene Wilder. And the bug-eyed guy, what was his name?
Marty Feldman,
Madeline Kahn.
Yep.
I mean, it. How sad is that? So I'm sure, again, for you, because I know the movie means so much to you.
One of my favorites.
That this is really, come on, Mel.
Yeah.
Mel's going on 100, man. He's going strong. It's like, stay.
Yeah, right. You know who else is still with us who was in that movie? The cameo? Gene Hackman. Remember, Gene Hackman was the blind guy.
We still have Gene.
Yes.
We still have Gene.
Although Gene, boy, you don't see much of Gene anymore. I don't think he does anything, but one of the great.
He doesn't do films, but,
no.
You know, once in a while you do catch pictures of him happy in his retirement.
Yep.
So, he's still going strong.
One of the all-time greats, Gene Hackman,
such
a great actor. All right, let's get to the movie here, because this is one I'm chomping at the bit to talk about. This is Here with Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. Let's hear this before we start to discuss. Okay, this is the reunion, Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and Robert Zemeckis. We've got a lot of, is it safe to call this AI? Or what is this, just computer generated?
No. They would never put, Hollywood would not.
That's right.
They don't have tolerance for AI.
That's right.
Obviously, there's digital de-aging, and that's been going on for a while. And honestly, one of the best movie trailers all year.
Yep.
It got me excited. Clearly, it got you excited. It got my wife excited. My wife and I went to the early screening of this earlier this week.
Yep.
And... you know, you wonder when you're watching that trailer, how are they going to sustain this? Well, as you see in the trailer, I mean, things begin in prehistoric times. Dinosaurs are roaming, et cetera, et cetera. The camera is fixed on one space almost the entire movie.
Really?
Okay, so you know, you have where, you know, it's prehistoric times, it's the Ice Age, you know, it's pre-America, it's colonial America. When this house is built, and then you have, this house is 200 years old because it brings us up to modern day, and it's what I would describe, I've been describing to people, it's like several slices of life, just little moments, important moments in people's lives, that it's not only Tom Hanks and Robin Wright's lives together and their children, it's also five other couples or families.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie jumps back and forth a lot in time, constantly. I don't know if you remember a movie called Cloud Atlas,
yep.
where again, one of the best movie trailers ever. It's a 5-minute trailer. See it. It almost brings you to tears, much in the way the Here trailer got me tearing up. I mean, it's like, this is so original and so inspiring. But when you try to stretch it out over a 2-hour frame, you realize there's really no story there.
Wow.
We're getting highlights of people's lives, lowlights of people's lives, birthdays, marriages, you know, talks of divorce, marriages falling apart, people living, people dying, you know. And so, you know, if it would have fixed on Tom Hanks's and Robin Wright's story, yeah, then we might have gotten a clear narrative there. But here it's just hopping back and forth. And you're probably wondering, well, how do they hop back and forth without it just being jarring and confusing? Again, I love Zemeckis. I admire the fact that he was so ambitious to do this film. So we get the scene with Hanks and Wright, okay? All of a sudden, this panel appears on the film from the next scene, whether it be in the future or whether it be in the past. And then it slowly dissolves into that scene and takes over the screen. So it's not like quick cuts or anything that's jarring. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's a real good flow to it. Unfortunately, the story as a whole, just, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. So I would recommend this movie only just because it is so different. Whether, you know, people don't yell at me if you go to the theater and you don't like it and want your money back, I'm sorry, I can't help you there. But it, when it comes to streaming even, I would say check it out because, again, Adam, you and I, almost weekly, it's like a mantra of ours. Originality, bring it to us.
Yes.
Robert Zemeckis brings us originality. Yep. It's just, it's an idea, I think, that's before its time,
okay,
to be honest with you.
How does the age changing, is it
totally
obvious
convincing,
or is it totally convincing?
Totally convincing.
Oh, that's good.
At this point, yeah. I mean, it really does look like, sorry about that. It looks like Hanks and Robin Wright younger.
Yeah.
You know, it, whether they actually resemble Forrest and Jenny, not really.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, oh, Hanks' bosom buddy phase.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool. And obviously, there are different iterations of his character. There's, you know, kids playing him as he grows up, et cetera. But you also, just so people know, Paul Bettany plays his father. Kelly Riley from Yellowstone plays his mother.
Oh.
Michelle Dockery is one of a half of one of the other families that you see and get her started. She's from Downton Abbey. So, again, you got A-list caliber talent here, A-list caliber filmmaker. But again, it's kind of like Coppola's Megalopolis. You know, you just got to put it out there, and sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
I won't say it's a bad movie. My wife, on the other hand, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was I guess you could say she was disappointed.
Right.
Because the trailer got us tearing up, and I will say the ending will get you really, really misty.
Okay.
So, God, so many good things to say about it, but ultimately, it's kind of like half a movie.
Yeah. It sounds like, yeah, like they're just not getting enough depth there, that it's almost kind of a surface scratching.
Yeah, I mean, when you get a 2-minute scene out of somebody's life, I mean, what do you make out
right.
of it? I mean, yes, Hanks and Wright's character's story does progress, one key aspect of it. And then there's an overarching theme. I guess the theme of the movie is, and we say it all the time, time flies.
Time
and this
flies.
Movie kind of makes you sit back and say, my God, this is so true.
Yeah.
My wife and I just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary recently.
Congratulations.
Like, thank you very much. And it's like, time flies.
Yes, it does. You
know? Well, what else do you say?
Yeah.
I don't have hair anymore. my beard is white. Time flies.
I need some of that age-changing technology when I look in the mirror, I'll tell you that.
Get rid of this big gut on you. That's what you got to get rid of right there, brother.
Let's go to the streaming pick. Oh, this is exciting. Lioness Season 2. Let's hear a little of this before we chat about it. Yeah, this show, this is Zoe Saldana, Morgan Freeman, Nicole Kidman on Paramount Plus. This is one of those shows that I started watching, and it's not because it was bad, but I just stopped watching it for some reason just because there's so much out there. This is a good reminder. I need to finish season one and then get into season two, because I actually, I like this show.
It's a great show. And, of course, a Taylor Sheridan show. I mean, this guy goes for it.
Yes.
I know there was a lot of criticism over the show, and I don't know why exactly. But you know, in a nutshell, the show is about a team that apparently really exists. It's an off-the-books, I think it's a Marine Corps team called Lioness. Team Lioness, it's called in real life. The last season was Special Ops Lioness. They dropped the Special Ops. It's just Lioness now rebranded. But Zoe Saldana leads this team where female soldiers infiltrate. In season one, it's a terrorist cell. Season two, it's a cartel situation because a U.S. congresswoman from Texas is kidnapped, and it's like, we can't have this sort of thing happening. So that's where they need to recruit a new lioness to infiltrate things there. So only two episodes so far, spectacular episodes, riveting stuff. Morgan Freeman, love him, everything that he's in, he adds so much. And I will say it's kind of fun to hear Morgan Freeman throw the F-bombs down. And it's kind of funny because he does a lot of the F-bombs, but so does Zoe and Nicole Kidman. What a power trio. But you know what, Taylor Sheridan, not only that, he gets such great casting, such great writing. I think the cat's out of the bag at this point. Taylor Sheridan was an actor before he was a writer. And let's just say that you might see Taylor Sheridan in this one, too.
Yeah,
so, it's a spectacular series. Paramount Plus.
Everything Taylor Sheridan does seems to, like, become insanely popular. It's like the guy can't miss.
And he's got Landman on the way with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you have that. You have Tulsa King. I don't know if you've seen
Tulsa King. Oh, I love Tulsa King. Yeah, I got to get on season two of that. But that's out. The Diplomat now is out. Season two of The Diplomat just was released. Yeah. So much good TV I got to catch up
on. I can understand why you didn't finish it because, again, there's just so many – time flies, right? So many hours in a day.
Right.
But, you know, the Taylor Sheridan shows are the ones I've stuck with. Another one, of course, is Mayor of Kingstown.
Yep.
So, oddly enough, the one that I haven't stuck with, I saw the first few episodes, but, you know, it's kind of like the Breaking Bad thing. God, do I have time to get into five seasons? I haven't seen much of Yellowstone. I have seen some of it, but not entirely all of it. But great television out there, man. Great streaming television.
Have a great weekend, sir. Love our chats, and we'll do it again next week.
Indeed, Adam. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Tim Lammers, everybody, joins us every week. We appreciate the time Tim gives us. His streaming and movie reviews brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com and hear more from Tim.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
At directconversations.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.